Here on Regional Radio, we're joined by Tom Waters, president of the Missouri Drainage and Levee Association, as we're reflecting on the flood of 1993 and the 25-year anniversary. Tom, before we get into that event of 25 years ago, what is your day-to-day role now, still in that same position?
Well, I'm the chairman of the Missouri Levee and Drainage District Association, and boy, I can think back on our first organizational meeting a long time ago. the association has just grown in membership, but really grown in stature as far as what all we get involved with now, helping people with problems with levees and drainage and working closely with our congressional delegation and the governor's office and Department of Ag, Department of DNR. We just do a lot of different things.
So where are you located, and what's a typical day like for you?
Well, I'm a farmer, so that's my number one job. And from time to time, as the river jumps up, we try to keep a pretty close eye on it and inform people. And whenever the river gets above flood stage, I try to put out kind of a daily bulletin and let folks know what the forecast is. But really, other than that, just as things arise, we try to stay involved and keep an eye on what the Corps is doing, the releases out of the reservoir, things like that. And then, every year in February, we have a big annual meeting where we bring in a lot of the congressional folks and state agency people and try to keep people up to date and paying attention to what's going on with the river policy and the management and how it's operated.
We're talking to Tom Waters, president of the Missouri Drainage and Levee Association, as we near the 25-year anniversary of the flood of 1993. What do you call about that event?
Well, here locally, we of course, our levee broke, but levees all up and down the Missouri River. I think every non-federal levee breached across the state. Not just on the Missouri River. We had flooding on the Mississippi, the Ohio, Illinois River. It was such a widespread flood across the middle of our nation. But yet, when you were fighting the flood, you were focused locally. Each community was dealing with the flood on their own terms. And when our levee association was started was kind of after the flood. When levee districts kind of joined together and said, we've got a problem. We've got our levees are damaged, and we need some help to figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to get them back together. So we organized, and then with the help, Farm Bureau helped us a lot. But that was kind of the genesis of it all.
So what were your responsibilities throughout that entire process?
Well, the levee association wasn't formed at that time, so I was dealing with the local levees here at home, and at that time I was on the local fire department, and we were helping people move out of their homes, and we were sandbagging and flood fighting just along with thousands of other people all up and down the river.
How rigorous was that process? I assume you're working more or less sun up to sun down. What was everything like?
Oh yeah, there were sleepless nights where we didn't rest, and I had a young son, a baby, and my wife took him to her parents, and so she was at her folks in Osceola, and I was living with we had moved out of our home. I was living with friends along with three other families in one home. And that was common. People got moved out of their homes, and they lived with friends and family and that. We were involved in, of course, watching the river, and it was an up and down deal. The river crashed and went down. We moved back into our home, and about a week later, jumped up again. We moved back out a second time. So it was a really crazy time. And sometimes it seems like it was just yesterday. Other times it seems like a lifetime ago.
We're talking to Tom Waters on Regional Radio, president of the Missouri Drainage and Levee Association, which hadn't formed in 1993. Prior to that historic flood, but certainly was still involved with everything there locally, as he's mentioned. When you mentioned sometimes it feels like yesterday, sometimes forever ago, how much have the visuals of those events stuck with you 25 years later?
Well, I think 99.9% of them probably. You know, looking back, I remember, you know, it was such a traumatic deal for everybody and so damaging. You know, I farm about 3,500 acres, and in 93 we harvested, I think, 9 of those acres. And so, you know, at that time I said, I want to learn everything there is to know about the management of the Missouri River, how it's operated, why it's operated that way, and flood control, and what can we do to see that this never happens again. And, of course, we've had floods since then, but it's... you know, we got the association up and running. I think we've done some good things, but most importantly, keeping people informed, and not just informed on river levels, but river policy. And, you know, when ideas come up about changing the management of the river, there's times we need to step up and voice and push back. And we've been really good about that. And it all goes back to that big flood, the memory that we all have about, you know, those times.
So when you think about all that, how much would you say that flood of 93 sparked a desire to help people as you did in those times, and then everything that you've done since with the association?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it had a huge impact. You know, I didn't ever want to go through it again. I still don't want to go through it, you know. And I know anybody that went through it doesn't want to see it again. And so, you've got to step up and participate and be involved, and that's how you prevent it from happening again, is to be involved and keep people informed, and make sure that when the government makes decisions about how they're going to operate those reservoirs up north, that we can play a role in that and have a voice. And you know, I feel like we've done some good things, but again, it all boils back to, We've seen it at its worst, you know, and we will all want to do everything we can do to keep that from happening again.
He is Tom Waters, president of the Missouri Drainage and Levee Association. Tom, we really appreciate your time reflecting on the flood of 93 with us here on Regional Radio, and we thank you for your service.
All right. Thanks a lot.